Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow.
We've got a fascinating session to break down. On the surface, you see the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hitting fresh record highs. But when you look under the hood, it's a completely different story.
It really is a tale of two markets, isn't it? The Dow was down 0.5%. Small caps got hit even harder, down a full 1%. So what's driving this huge divergence?
It's the mega cap story, plain and simple. A handful of giants are doing all the heavy lifting. Think about it. The Vanguard Mega Cap Growth ETF was up 0.6%, while the equal-weighted S&P 500 was down almost a full percent. That tells you everything. The generals are charging ahead, but the troops are not following.
And the names leading that charge are exactly who you'd expect. Microsoft and Apple both tacking on nearly 2%. But the real standout has to be Tesla, right? Up over 7% on the day, finishing the week up almost 13%.
An absolutely monstrous move for Tesla. That strength in consumer discretionary, tech, and communication services is almost entirely due to these mega cap names. It's masking weakness pretty much everywhere else.
Let's talk about that weakness. The healthcare sector was the biggest loser, down over 1%. What was the catalyst there?
A couple of things. First, you had a negative report hitting the COVID vaccine stocks. Moderna dropped over 7%. Pfizer was down almost 4%. Then you had broad weakness in the biotech space. The IBB, the biotech ETF, slumped 2%. It's a classic risk-off signal when you see that kind of selling in a traditionally defensive area.
Got it. Now, one story that's impossible to ignore is the potential media mega merger. Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount Skydance are soaring on this news. What's the trade here?
Well, the market is clearly excited. Warner Brothers is up a staggering 16%. The logic is sound. You combine these two legacy studios, create a content powerhouse, and you can better compete with the likes of Netflix and Disney. The potential for cost savings and synergies is massive.
But there's always a but, isn't there? I'm hearing a lot of noise about regulatory hurdles.
That's the billion-dollar question. This deal would face intense antitrust scrutiny. You're talking about a significant reduction in competition in Hollywood. So while the stocks are flying on the possibility, the reality is this is a very difficult deal to get done. It's a high-stakes bet right now.
Okay. Looking ahead, the entire market is holding its breath for one thing. Next week's FOMC meeting, what are you watching for?
Forget the rate decision itself. A 25 basis point cut is completely baked in. The entire game is the updated dot plot and what Fed Chair Powell says in his press conference. The market is pricing in 3 total cuts by the end of the year. If the Fed's forecast, the dot plot, shows anything less than that, look out below.
Especially with some of the economic data starting to look a bit shaky. That University of Michigan consumer sentiment number was a big miss.
A huge miss. And the key takeaway was the weakness among lower and middle income consumers. That's a crack in the economic foundation. So Powell has to walk this incredibly fine line between fighting inflation and preventing a slowdown. It's a tough spot.
All right, let's get tactical for the traders out there. The market is consolidating at these highs. What are the key levels you're watching on the indices?
For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, the line in the sand is support right around 657. If that breaks, we could see a quick flush. To the upside, resistance is at the recent high of 658.95. For the NASDAQ 100 ETF, the QQQ, keep an eye on support at 586.12. A break below that could bring in the sellers. Resistance is up near 587.83.
Perfect. Let's move to individual stocks. What's on your watch list for continuation plays? Stocks that are already working.
Well, you have to start with Tesla. It's the definition of a continuation setup right now. But you don't chase a 7% green candle. You wait for it to consolidate and look for an entry. Beyond that, I'm watching a few tech names that are tightening up nicely. Palantir, PLTR, is coiling. I'd look for an entry near 171 with a tight stop below 170.50. Micron, MU, is in a similar spot, building a base for a potential breakout.
Okay, how about anticipation setups? Stocks that are just getting ready to pop.
This is where it gets fun. Adobe, ADBE, was flagged as an anticipation play, and then it delivered a fantastic earnings report. That's a perfect example. Looking for the next one, I've got my eye on Bloom Energy, ticker BE. It's in the energy space and is showing really strong volume and upward momentum. The setup would be to enter near $66 with a stop just below 65.50. And of course, NVIDIA is always on the list, consolidating near its highs, just waiting for a catalyst.
Any other quick hits? Upgrades or downgrades that caught your eye?
Definitely. General Motors got a nice upgrade to overweight, so that's a positive for the auto space. On the other side of the coin, a big semiconductor name, Applied Materials, was downgraded, which could be a headwind for the chips. And RH, the furniture company, got hit with a downgrade after its weak report, which confirms the negative price action we saw.
So to wrap it all up, what's the final takeaway for traders heading into this huge Fed week?
The posture is cautiously bullish. The trend is up, but it's narrow, driven by a few giants. The weakness under the surface is very real, and the Fed could easily throw a wrench in the works. My advice is to stay nimble. Stick with the leaders that are showing relative strength, manage your risk tightly, and be prepared for volatility. Next week could be a wild ride.
Stay nimble and be prepared. Excellent advice. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.